Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Good morning, everybody, from Salt Lake, or actually Las Vegas, Nevada. I was trying to come up with an idea of some of the things we would talk about today. And one thing that we're noticing is that COVID-19 really, really took a hit on our ability to hire people and our abilities to financially have consistency in life. Now, it's just not normal, in my opinion, to tell people, you need to take 2 years off out of your life, sit home, and then all of a sudden wake up and that's my security. Sorry, guys. You need to wake up and all of a sudden get back on it because it's your time. We have no support for you. And financially, you need to figure this out. Guys, my name is Robert Pizzola, and I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital Corporation. We're based here in Las Vegas, and I was trained at the Trump Institute, and I train coaches and mentors around the world. Today's subject is kind of important because a lot of people are having financial problems right now. It doesn't matter how much you made. It doesn't matter what you did prior to COVID, we're finding. Because now it's a matter of what are you doing to move forward with the current situation that you have, okay? What are you doing right now to be able to overcome the obstacles that you're dealing with? Now, if you're a coach or you're a life coach or a career coach or if you're in business, sometimes it's just so hard to even just get out of bed. Is that a problem? Well, you know what? It sure is. It is. Why is that? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is people are conditioned. You know, I learned, I went through a couple of programs that are experiential training programs. And I think they say that after 6 months, your body learns to determine what is normal. And what happened after the first 6 months of sitting home, sitting home, eating bonbons on your couch and watching TV for free and not having to pay any bills, your world just simply became used to that. And I'm not quite sure, but after 6 months, you kind of said, well, you know what? That's not the way life really is. But guess what, guys? A lot of people have not been able to overcome that. They haven't been able to overcome that. And so that's what I want to talk about today. what do you think the issues are? Number one, why do you believe that there are people, and you probably know people in your family or people that just can't get past it? And number two, if you are a coach, a career coach or a life coach, what are you telling your clients? Because right now, you have to, if you look at the Bureau of Statistics and Labor, we are able to hire people, and we're paying, I own part of a construction company. I'm paying $30 an hour to start. I do legal work, and we're charging $500 an hour for that. So people are paying the money. However, there are two problems, and I'm sure that you who are in business also have these problems. Number one is getting qualified help. How do you do that? Number two, which is probably the biggest problem, my friends, is how are you getting the materials to do what you do? Now, that's serious. Now, people are going to say it's Russia, and people are going to say that it's the war, and that's the reason, you know, gas is crazily high, and that's why they can't fill up their, not, as I say, Tesla in my car, why they can't fill up their Pathfinder. But you know what? That's not true, because this was going on way before 30 days ago. Yet nobody's figured it out, have they? So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know that this is my, this would be my third broadcast. I broadcast around the world on iHeartRadio. And right now we're broadcasting on 90 different outlets today. And you're hearing this new on a special channel that we're on, it's our third cast on your channel, and we simply love it. And let me get that real quick. I'll ask you guys when you hear. I don't pretend I'll remember. But anyway, guys, what we want to do is maybe ask us to join, bring you up on the stage if you're here. If you have an idea, if you're going through a problem, you're one of two things. You're an advisor, or you're a person who's dealing with, I want to get out of the 9-to-5 route. I don't want to put up with this anymore. I realize the quality of my life is so much better now that I don't have to be accountable to somebody. But the question is, do you have money to feed yourself? Do you have money to take care of yourself? Do you have the ability to take care of your family and friends and create generational wealth and income? Are you putting all your money in the stock market? Are you putting all your money into cryptocurrency? One thing that's interesting, I tell my story all the time, is what I did is back in 2016, I invested into Bitcoin, BTC, at $1,200 per unit. I also invested in Tesla. I did that on a whim. I guess that's part of being an entrepreneur, part of being somebody who takes chances. And it was probably, it's one of the greatest decisions we've made. You know, it gives me tremendous ability to sit here and talk to my friends around the world and discuss things like this. But there are also people, which is why I'm here today. My whole goal is to serve, guys. Okay. You're not going to hear me pitching my courses and all that, although you can go on the internet and you can find them. You can see everything. Good. Oh, thank you for the, by the way, guys, I do not understand what those things are that where your faces all come up, but I know I get these little points, and it just feels really good to get points. So I appreciate that a lot. But, I do not understand how it's possible to, without a coach or without a financial partner or somebody to guide you, to be able to move back into the life. Okay. We're finding people right now won't even go to Walmart to get a job for $15 an hour. Whereas before they couldn't even get a job at, you know, $9.50. What's up with that? Why is there a change? We're finding right now that my mom, we have houses in Utah, and I'm here in Vegas, and she's here, and she saw the war, and all of a sudden ordered $1,000 worth of groceries to be delivered from Walmart. Why did she do that? What all of a sudden happened? Just further about me, guys, I'm Mormon. I'm LDS. So we've always had food storage. We've always had the ability to be self-sufficient. And those of you that understand the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints know who we are, what we do, and what we represent. And we always try to help ourselves and help our neighbors and friends. But still, to this day, Walmart just dropped off $1,000 of the food. Now, isn't that interesting? because my mom decided that that's what needed to happen. So I finally woke up one day, because I have to admit that I was in the exact same situation you guys are, or that you might be in. And I was like, man, you know what? I was making great money. And then all of a sudden, and one day, March 15th, 2019, 2020, one day it was said, guys, we're going to go on a temporary pause. No kids are going to go to school. Everybody's going to stay home and watch Netflix. Every company that was a reasonable company started giving away their services for free. So if you had cable, you wouldn't pay for it. If you have internet, because they had internet schooling, Cox Cable and all the major cable companies around the country were giving away $9.99 internet. Okay. So you have the ability. And that's what's interesting also. These companies gave away a lot of stuff during their period of time. You'll recall Donald Trump, when he had that initiative between the private partner initiative. Companies came together and developed things, including the vaccine, which I'm not going to get into. And please, I don't want to discuss that. But including the vaccine in a very, very quick period of time. Once they actually had it, they then started to share the recipe. Okay. They also, in Congress, if you remember, the deal was, we are in this situation as a country. So we're at war with this vaccine. That's the word that has been used. We're at war. So you lose all of your rights to litigate against any other person or any company for anything to do with COVID-19 or the usage of the drugs, no matter what. Check it out, guys. Check it out. What an interesting concept. Let's go out and have everybody take these shots. Let's lock everybody up. Let's do what we can. However, this is another thought. A lot of people, and I'm talking a lot of people, were getting up to $1,000 a week to do exactly what I said they did: sit on the couch. So, for 44 weeks, if you got $1,000 a week, that's $44,000. What do you think those people did when it came time to time out and say, you know what, we're done? You now have to pay your rent. You have to go back to work. And an employer would put up an ad. And guys, it's still going on. Go to Craigslist or go to a job board. Go to Monster. My God, go to Indeed. Look at how much money is being offered. Here is the problem. And if you agree with me, and if you have understanding of what I'm saying, speak up and let me know. Here's the problem. People are benchmarking their abilities now based on that $1,000 a week check. So what we've done is we've taken an entire country and we've completely reevaluated what my time is worth or your time is worth: $4,000 a month. Now, if you have a calculator, take $4,000 divided by 40. Who knows that number, right? So that number, as you run that number, that then becomes your minimum daily value, because that's the money you were paid by the government to sit on the couch. Scary. Well, guess what, guys? The business market is not set up to be able to pay everybody, especially I'm here in Las Vegas. We are in a service economy. And yes, there are waiters, there are waitresses. There are people that are making an awful lot of money. And I'm not talking about the high earners here, okay? Because if you're a high earner and you're a high value person, you know it, and you can get through anything with $1 in your pocket. But what I'm talking about is the waiters, the waitresses, the busboys, the people that work back of house, the front of hotels. What is going on? Well, they made a decision that they didn't want to work. So now we have all these jobs, thousands of jobs. And we also have the notice that all of the moratoriums that when I say it, please, I'm not judging you or saying it, but that brought you assistance during the pandemic. It came time to pay the mortgage, came time to pay the rent, Many of my clients and friends were $15,000, $20,000 behind. Many people said that, oh, the States has a program, so I'm going to apply there. Well, they applied, but they didn't get the money. So then they got evicted. And now we're learning, because everybody was told at the beginning of the pandemic, if you recall, if you are a mortgage holder, that you will be able to take the money, take the money that you owe on the back end of your, put it on the back end of your loan. Now let's think about that. Did that really happen? Well, based on today's statistics that were just released, there's a 700% increase this month in foreclosures. So if all the money was to be just put simply on the back end of a loan, and this is for my career coaches out there, how's that possible? I thought if you put it on the back of the loan, you say you owe $25,000, you put it on the back of the loan, we start fresh. But guess what? You have to the requirement in Congress under the act when it was passed, they have to do a means test. So if you were making, let's say $3,000, I just want to be reasonable. Say you were making $3,000 and that was the basis upon you were living your life, you were driving around, you were going to work every day, you were happy and you were having an amazing time in life. That was your benchmark to be able to qualify for the loan originally. Well, the question that they're asking now is, are you making $3,000 a month? No, because you refuse to get out of bed and get a job. Now, there's a psychological reason for that, believe it or not, and it's been tested. My friends at Harvard have done research, and we've tried to look at this issue many, many different ways. The business community has to continue moving forward. However, guys, you, whoever, those of my high earners that are listening, the people that I coach and mentor, you guys understand as well as I do. It hurts to fill up your gas tank and have to pay $150. Okay, that I don't care who you are. There's a certain number, whereas I just didn't care. Just put it on the platinum card and boom, it doesn't matter. But there's a certain number at which I say, this is crazy. And that was when I was, I think the number that I came at, the number I saw was $5 an hour, $5 a gallon for regular, not for the premium. So once that happened, I was like, wait a second, something's seriously going on. Then I went to the store and I started seeing these prices, because I never pay attention. I'm the kind of guy that just throw stuff in the cart. And all of a sudden I got to the checkout and the bill's $100 more for pretty much the same stuff. I still didn't look at it, except for meat. Meat was ridiculous. Meat, something that I bought it. But when I did buy it, I noticed that the bill was $100 more. Then I started thinking, as I'm asking you guys right now, what do we do? If I'm having to handle things this way, if I'm the one having to deal with my reality and spending this kind of money, what do you do if you're a single mother? Now we're going to get real, aren't we? You're a single mother, you have children, and you're fighting for benefits. What are you going to do if you're working in a hair salon and your former patrons can't afford to come to you because you can't get supplies and the supply chain is disrupted? Now, there's nobody on this platform that's going to argue with me that we don't have a supply chain issue. And you know what? That is going to last until in the middle of next year, 2023 at the minimum. So what do you do? And then all of you who are on the high end, that are making, when I say high end, I'm gonna say anybody that makes more than $100,000 or $60,000, we'll go with real, $65,000. There's a huge disparity on what people consider a high value person. And I cannot believe some of the requests and demands that people are making to call people a high value person. Realistically, if you're making $65,000 a year, you're high value, buddy. Okay, you're high value. Congratulations. If for those of you who do not, who think that somebody needs to have $1 million a year or $2 million a year, they think that that's normal money. No, that's not normal money. Get out of the clouds. Quit dreaming. It's not going to happen. Okay. There's only a very, very, very few percentage of people that can hit those type of numbers. Now, we do know people who have inherited money, who have been able to get money, but guess what? Go to YouTube and look at the people that have received money in the lottery. What's happened to them? Well, they've lost the money. No, Rob, that's not true. Yeah, it is. It is true. They've been able to bring in a lot of money, and all of a sudden they kept the same habits that they learned when they were young. They didn't understand the art of money management, just as the same as they weren't able to overcome COVID-19. So many people that I talk to around the world, and when I do seminars, say, Rob, you don't understand. You don't understand. I can't find a job. Whoa. I need somebody to come to the stage and help me out and explain to me what it means for somebody to say, I can't find a job. Now, you might have a valid reason, and there might be, and I don't want to have any discussions regarding race. All right. We're not going to have that. That's not going to be a game player in this conversation, because that's going back to the Clubhouse days, and all you guys on Clubhouse, I'm not even listening to you today. Okay. We have 1400 people in the room, and I know that's exactly what you guys want to do, is you want to start that conversation. These are for my new friends. All you guys want to do at Clubhouse is you guys want to bitch and moan and complain about all of how you are owed reparations, and everybody owes you and owes you and owes you, and nobody's going to do anything unless they get their money. Okay, that's Clubhouse talk. This is real talk, guys. This is what you get. So, what are you going to do? Every one of you are sitting out there in this room that I'm in with 21 people, the best 21 people that I am happier than ever to talk to. What are you going to do when you or a family member says, I just can't get things back on track? What are you going to do to coach them, to lead them, to bring them to the next level? You see, as a coach and as a mentor, we are leaders, motivators, people who see the future, people who can assist people getting over the hurdles that they face. However, many, many people will say, Rob, sure, of course we'll take your program. It's $25,000. Yeah, well, I'll do anything to learn about real estate because I know I'll make $100,000 next year. Sure, after I explain it to you how you can do it, of course you'll do it. Who wouldn't pay for a 4x increase in their income? That's reality. And if you're a coach, you understand that. But then there's the people who refuse to become independent. I don't know why. I don't understand what's going on. I don't feel that I'm being treated properly. I'm a victim. Something happened to me when I was young, so I don't have the ability to get out of bed and go to work. Really? Okay, that's not hard to figure out. Just give me an example. Show me what happened during this period of the last 2 years that took the wind out of everybody's sails. Me, right now we're buying companies because there are so many people that have had companies, and some of them are generational companies. And if you understand finance, I'm going to throw some things at you. There are going to be some golden nuggets. Number one. Businesses that are on the brink of failure, who have failed, have value. Get a pen and write this down. Why do they have value? Because they have a Dun & Bradstreet number, they have business credit, they have an address, and they have a website. I hope you're listening, guys, because I'm only going to say that once. They have the value, and you can go in and take that over. Recycle that back to your company, and guess what you now have? You now have an 80 paid X with a $500,000 high credit score because you happened to buy into a construction company, which is exactly what we did. So we just added it to our portfolio. But then again, reality hit Rob. You got to have people because Amazon wanted their facility built. So we got the contract, but guess what? We paid. And it was so messed up that I had to call and get employees from all over the country, not in Las Vegas, but around the country, to come work here for $30 an hour. Well, Rob, man, I'm in Ohio and I make $12.50, and I do that all day long. Why aren't you doing it right now? See, that's the question. We have some friends on here that are doctors, other attorneys, people that make a lot of money. Let me tell you something that is kind of secret. Those people are stressing just like you. Let me say it again. The high earners are stressing just like you. Because you see, they have problems, but the problems just have extra zeros in them, right? They have extra zeros. They still need to be led, guided, motivated, and developed. They need to be coached. They need to be taught how they're going to get their business back on track, because they did $3 million in 2019, but right now they're down to $600,000 with no employees, as they have a plant, a physical plant facility that occupies 400 employees, and they can only get maybe 100. Think about that. They didn't have the ability to walk away from debt during that period of time. Or God forbid, you're in the rental business. Guys on Clubhouse, you guys are all muted today, okay? I'm not talking to you. So everybody had a different experience. Some people, which I'm very proud of because I'm from Utah, some people had the ability to just completely, I hate this word, it's called pivot, but they were able to completely, I'll just say, remove themselves into, thank you for the little things, guys. I guess I get little points for that. That's pretty cool. Awesome. I appreciate that. I always say that. And I've told you guys before, if you've listened to my previous guests, I'll never, ever waste your time. I'm never going to come here and just start talking. I'm always going to bring value, or I'm not going to show up. Okay. There are people right now who cannot feed themselves. There are people right now that have children that need assistance. There are people right now that don't even have the internet because of the schools. Their kids were literally out of school. Do you realize what that's going to do generationally to the kids that were pulled out of school for almost 2 years? Here in Clark County, we lost 10,000 kids went missing during the pandemic. What in the heck happened there? Well, Mr. Paisel, I'm sorry. We tried to keep track of everybody, but we couldn't, and we don't have the staff to go around everybody's house. So yeah, we tried. Okay, well that's great. But what happened to those children, and what's going to happen to those children? By the way, Nevada is the 49th state in the United States in quality of education. But you'd never know it, would you? You'd never know it. So the question is, those of you that are here listening, what are you telling people? What are you doing to get past the roadblock that exists and existed past COVID, post COVID? Are you still waiting for that free phone call when you get your $1,400 stimulus? That's not going to happen. I guarantee that. That's a guarantee. My friends in Congress, that's just not going to happen. Okay. We're at war, guys. All that money was reclaimed. Oh, but Rob, I got a PPP loan. Those of you know what that is. Great. That was 40 grand. Congratulations. You were rich, weren't you? How long did that last? Great. I got an EIDL loan. Well, you probably went with fake documents, and then you're probably waiting for the feds to show up at your door because you submitted documents that you know are false. Do you guys realize how serious this is? Do you know how realistic what I'm talking about is? I'm talking real. And if it happened, people say, well, I didn't have a choice. And by the way, if you are in this situation, please contact my office and we'll talk about it. We can help you. 1-800-373-8913. Western Capital is based in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can go to mycollector.org to learn more about the company. You can type in my name, robertpaisela.com, to learn more about me and what I do. But isn't it interesting, of all the people in the room, not anybody has an answer? Why is that? Okay, so I'll pretend I have the answer then. You ready? Here's the answer. Get out of bed. Get your clothes on. Go step by step, small little steps, and get yourself back on track. You will be amazed at what will happen to your psychological ability when you get up and you put a suit on. Holy cow. Whenever you find out that you walk around and you're dressed in some nice clothes and people are like, hey, yeah, yeah. Or your car is washed. Or you've done something that was similar to the two years ago. It all starts with one thing, though, and that's just simply putting 2 feet out and jumping out. Thank you. Thank you for the comments or the little things. So we do that. And then every day, guys, every day. And I learned this from one of my mentors. I was involved with the movie The Secret, and his name was Bob Proctor, and I use one of those markers that you put on a marker board, and I write in a mirror, and I write down a list of maybe 10 things on Sunday night of what I need to accomplish. Now, some of them are stupid, like this week, one was take out the trash from all of the Amazon stuff that I had delivered this week. Okay, because I bought a generator and I was in panic mode and I decided to buy a frigging electric generator. So I wanted to unbox that, and then I had to put together these tables. Normally I'd pay somebody to do it, but you know what? What did I tell you guys? Even people that have money are stressing, just stressing in a little different way. We're not spending as much anymore. That's going to catch up to everybody. Do you guys realize that? I hate to go in circles, but do you guys realize how many boats are parked on the outside of Catalina right now, on the outside of Long Beach in California? Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of boats. Now the government's pushed them out a mile, so you can't see them that well, but they're still there. They say the ports are going 24/7. That's bullshit crap. That's a lie. They're not. Why? Because the people there will only work a certain amount of time. Okay. They do not want to work 24 hours a day. They don't want to have, because they don't have the infrastructure. Now think about this problem. The president has said you will work 24 hours a day to the company. All right. That's awesome. But guess what? Once that container drops, it has to then be put on a truck. Then it has to go to a warehouse, and all the logistics must be in place to be able to handle all of the items that are being sent. It's not happening. That's the big issue. That's why right now they're delivering Halloween stuff from last Halloween. It's ridiculous. There's two types of people in here, guys. Because I tagged this very clear, career coach and life coach. So you're either a coach or you're somebody who needs coaching. Now I'm going to make a guess that those of you who my numbers on this platform are not going down. So I'm going to make the assumption that those of you that are in here are not those that are coaches. You're the ones that are trying to figure this out, this puzzle in life. And you know what? Welcome. Welcome. I welcome you because I understand what it's like. There's nothing you can tell me that I haven't been through. I understand how difficult it can be. I understand the difficulty of having the electricity turned off. You know what? It's getting terrible out there, but 700% mortgage default rate and one mortgage defaults in 1 month. Absolutely unacceptable and completely wrong. Not to mention the price of rent. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You want $2,300 in Las Vegas for a 2-bedroom apartment? We own real estate. We're renting out we have 3 houses in Hawaii and houses in Utah. The houses in Utah are going for $4,400 for rent for a 2-bedroom townhouse. $4,400. absolutely crazy. Utah's a whole different story. It's a whole different animal. Very self-sufficient. But let's just get real. Let's just say you've been paying $800. Now all of a sudden they tell you your rent's $1,200. Where's that money coming from? You're just gonna make that call 211 and tell them your problems and no, you're getting evicted right now. Rob, you're right, absolutely. Because my friend had the exact same happen to her. The same thing happened. She was during the pandemic. She lived there. She tried to pay everything. And then all of a sudden the pandemic ended and she's getting evicted. Wow. What do we do, Rob? She's got three kids. That's a great question. That's a great question. She's got three kids. Or he. Well, how do you make up the difference? Where does that $500 come from? Let's look at the facts. If indeed, prior to the pandemic, the average American family had less than $300 in savings and was living paycheck to paycheck. Let me say it again. Had less than $300 in savings and was living paycheck to paycheck. Now that all the free money has been stopped and people went out and bought all their flat screens and their Xboxes and everything else, that money's not there anymore. What do you think happened? What do you think they're doing right now? Because my friends, you're having to pay. You have to pay your bills. You got to pay your basics, right? You have to have a place to sleep. You cannot live in Los Angeles on the side of the freeway. Although they're doing that. You can't live in Venice Beach. Although they're doing that. They're trying hard to get people to stop doing that. But now we've created a whole society of people that are not even close to being self-sufficient. How do you coach those people if you're a coach, my friends? If you're a career coach and you're at the top of your game, yeah, well, I have a client, Rob. He makes $137,000 a year. He's single and he's putting himself back on the market and we're giving him ideas. And he has a Zoom meeting coming up for an interview on Friday. Shut up. I am so sick of hearing about Zoom. No, that's not realistic, guys. That's not realistic. That's not the way everybody's living right now, unless you're in the Bay Area. If you are, congratulations. And then you do have a career coach. But here's the big question, and this is what I find fascinating. Do you think that company really cares when they start redlining people and they start drawing the line on the spreadsheet of who they're going to get rid of and your name happens to be? But Rob, I've been there for 10 years. I really, really think that I've done a great job. Great. They paid you your little bit of money you made. Now, congratulations. But you're gone. Bye. And they have sharks like me walk in and sit you down and escort you out with security. That's reality, guys. That is reality. That is exactly, absolutely what's happening. The Harlem entrepreneur. All right, let's do it. I look forward to hearing what you have to say. Guys, I'm Rob Pizzola. I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital. We're based in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Miami, and Salt Lake City. Let's bring you on, buddy. Here we go. Three, two, one, and here he is. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, but you were speaking a vital point. And I just want to let your audience know or anybody that needs that information. I'm from New York City, Harlem, New York City. But, you know, my man BSD, he called him Star Child. He said, listen, an unlimited plan for your phone is $50 a month. You get unlimited texting and phone call. $50 a month. He said, you could go to the store and ask 50 people for $1 and pay your phone bill. So there's no reason for nobody to have no phone or and this and that. So I see crackheads making more money because they active. They got that addiction on them. They got to take care of it. And they always working and finding some ways to spend money. So I'm just saying, I'm saying this to say that I do my music, brother.
I'm an artist. Boss, I get where you're coming from. And you know what? That's a damn good comment. Rob, I know crackheads because of their addiction that are going out and they have to go out and continuously create revenue, which is exactly what we're talking about, to be able to take care of their addiction. What is the difference of that versus feeding your kids? Anyone? A boss?
The giving up, the one that gave up. You know, it's like that story of the guy on the top of the roof praying for God to have sent him some help, and he sent them a boat, a helicopter. He turned all of them down, and he drowned in the water. And he said, he got up to heaven. He said, God, I actually prayed you for help me for this place. He said, I sent you the boat. I sent you the helicopter. You never went. You didn't use it. You're not using what I'm sending you. They got to apply themselves, brother. It's called hustle muscle. You know what I mean? It's about getting, like you said, getting up in the morning, putting that suit and tie on you, or however you look fly, and going out there and presenting yourself.
Even now, let me ask you this question, because you're absolutely right and on target, Abbas. What does it do in your life whenever you put your feet in a nice suit or a nice off, when you know you're going to go do your music and you're dressed up and you're not just wearing the same clothes from 3 days ago and a shower from, you know, 4 days ago? And don't tell me you don't know people like that, or some people are in that situation. What does it do to you mentally to change the way you're going to create your reality for that day? Because you're not a crackhead. See, you're not a crackhead out having to go get cash. By the way, guys, I don't know how you follow people in this room, but I want you guys to follow me however you can. I don't know how to do it, but you guys can figure it out. Okay, I guarantee you, I'll never lie to you or never bring you content that's ridiculous. Go ahead, Abbas. Tell me about that. Because you got it down, buddy.
I've been selling, I started on a block selling for 13 years. When I'm 13 years old, I was selling crack. You know what I mean? Now I sell rhymes like weight. I make a weight. I said, hold up, buddy, wait for a minute. You know what I mean? I have it's called guerrilla marketing, what I do. You know what I mean? I don't charge nothing for my music. I kind of ask for a tip, just a donation. Some do 10, 20, 50, 100, only if you're rich. You know what I mean? I ain't putting no price on it. I ain't putting no charge. You in charge. You know what I'm saying? That part. You know what I mean? So yep. I'm out there guerrilla marketing with my music out there. And I've been doing 7 years. And I've been great traveling the world, state to state, out there with my music, you know what I'm saying? So when I put on my clothes and stuff like that, I'm like Maxima, like from in a uranium, like where everybody coming out the stadium or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm like a T-Rex out there. I'm like a dinosaur because I'm not online. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I'm out there. I'm doing my thing, man. I don't got no fear in my heart for nobody because, you know what I'm saying, God is in my heart, my brother. And then when they say no, I say next, because there's too many people out there to focus on one person, the negative energy. You got to hold on to the yeses. That's why my name is Yes. You know what I'm saying? Just keep moving, man. And don't think you're going to go out there and things are going to go your way right away. No, that's why when people go on the basketball court or the hockey court, what they do, warm up first. They warm up, or they've been practicing overnight, and they warm up. People think they could just come out there and think they got the fire. You better retire if you think you're going to come on the block and just have the fire. You better stop that, brother. You're going to have to warm up like everybody else. You're going to have to pay your dues. You're going to have to get them no's. You're going to have to get them rejections. You're going to have to do everything that everybody doing that's successful to make it. Don't think you're going to come out here and then be hot. No, it takes time to get that fire. Don't come overnight. You know
what's interesting, Abbas?
Yes, sir.
I feel your fire. And you know what? That's something that I learned during COVID also, because it took these platforms and these audio platforms, and they taught us to communicate in ways that can make people feel our passion. It's not a matter of texting somebody. It's not a matter of writing a paper or writing an email.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's my job for them to fill my fire. If they don't fill your fire, they don't want your desire. You hear me?
You tell me more. Keep going. I want to hear it.
If they don't fill your fire, they're not going to want your desire. They're not going to desire you. You got to let them fill. You got to let them feel that hunger, that T-Rex, that tiger, that lion. Either you got it or you don't got it. Thank God I got it. I ain't mean to interrupt your conversation, my brother, but I'm going to fall back. I'm going to let you continue saying what you said, because I'm here to learn right now, because I need a coach like you, man, because you got it, man. And I'm going to fall back. I'm going to exit off of here, Robert, but I'm listening, right. Okay?
All right, love you, boss. Bro. Thank you. Love you to your brother. All right. That is an absolute, absolute amazing situation. The man came here and laid out his heart. Did you feel the passion? And the last thing he said is, I'm going to hang back and listen. How many of us don't take time to listen because we think we have it figured out? For God's sakes, people, he said himself, he's in Harlem and the crack dealer's working harder than most people because they have a drug addiction that they need to fulfill. There is no timeout for COVID from these people. And God knows they probably didn't get their free money either, being deadly real. Okay? So then you're asking yourself this. Rob, I really, really relate, Rob, to what a boss just said. I really relate to that. Rob, why are you here? There's got to be some of you asking that question. I got an email from your CEO that said, we'd like you to come over and be on our platform, or the group of CEOs on this application. And there's a reason, right? Because what a boss said just represents an awful lot of you. But he put it very, very clear. You got to get up and do it. So for the people that are in the room, who else is getting enthused and feeling like they can now put their feet on the floor and start walking around and create a new life, create their own destiny, to create their own ability rather than laying there taking Xanax that might have erodiant drugs in it that can kill you within seconds? How many of you have that fire? How many of you felt the fire from him as he talked about his music? And what did he say? I don't go around asking for, you know, a certain amount. I get, you know, $25, $50, $100. They're not asking for $4,000. He's not asking for $4,000 a month, guys, just to show up. He's doing whatever it takes to get him through the day, through the week, through the month. He's not too good because during the pandemic, he made $4,000 a month. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And I'm just not going to do it. I'm too good for that, Rob. Okay, great. If you're a coach, let's talk about your clients. Bring your A game to me and let me talk and let me ask you questions. You're the top coach. You're making money. You're the one charging the big dollars. Tell me about the success you're having with people. Because everybody in this room realizes a boss has the it. He will always have the it. I know coaches who call themselves career coaches, life coaches, people to get over their abuse coaches, whatever the hell you want to call it, who can't get their clients anywhere near that level. Oh, poor me. Oh, poor me. Meanwhile, $10,000 later, the client's still in the same position. And you call yourself a coach? No, Rob, I'm certified. No, 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 no. I work with some of the biggest companies in the nation, and I'm brought in and I am one of their corporate people, and I work with their employees to better their productivity, and we create the analytics to make that happen. Really? Sounds great, doesn't it? I don't believe you.
because I'll find out. And if you're there and you're doing good, if you're an attorney, Jesus, this is another thing. If you guys have licenses and have abilities, including nursing, including medicine, and are not out using those abilities because you're overworked and you feel overwhelmed, do you have any clue what you're doing to your future generations? Because you just gave up on the game. Nope, you don't understand, Rob. I went to the emergency room every day for 10 hours, 15 hours a day. Great, my dad's a cardiologist, guys. Join the club. Okay? Join the club. You're not entitled. You don't have the authority or the ability to sit back and say, I choose out of life. I choose out of the ability to move forward or do whatever I need to do to take care of me. Oh, well, hell, I choose out of taking care of my kids because I don't feel like it today. But the person that's addicted to drugs is up at 5 a.m. dressed and out getting that money for that addiction. You just heard the man talk about it. What is the difference? Now, I don't know how many people are on this platform and how many people talk like I talk. But you gotta get something, a spark underneath you that makes it happen. And you see, that's where I have the belief. I have the belief in you. I have the belief in you as an individual. And I call it like I saw it. I believe that a lot of people in the room were people who are going through financial difficulties, are going through issues, and need direction. But never, ever, ever ask me for advice or direction unless you're willing to hear reality. Unless you're willing to listen to somebody like a boss, because guess what, my friends? That is your competition. Rob, you are so unreasonable. No one can do that. He lives in the hood and he has to do that because he was raised like that. And he was. He said himself he was selling crack and all of a sudden that's not happening now. But that's what he was doing at 13 years old. You think his mom and dad were sitting at home like Leave It to Beaver and he had a great little dinner time routine? No. He made do with what he had. Now look at the guy. I guarantee you he's eating dinner tonight. I don't care. You know what it is, but I guarantee you he's eating. Thank you. I got your picture there, brother. Because he didn't give up. Now, there's some of you in here that are saying, man, what can I do to get the passion in the fire? Like what I hear with when I hear Rob talk. What can I do? What can I do to get that spark that like a boss has? Well, first of all, stop watching Netflix. Second, quit eating all your meals at Burger King. Third, spend time with your kids. Fourth, go teach people and learn how to serve. I'm going to say that one again. Learn how to serve. If you do not have a job and you do not have a financial source of income, as I said, you don't get to check out of reality, do you? No. So go serve. And I'll make you a promise. If you do that, you're going to find somebody like me who's going to say, holy cow, this person's amazing. Please come work for me. Whoa, that's pretty cool, Rob. You mean if I go out and I serve, but I can't do that unless they pay me $4,000 a month. See, that's the problem. You're missing the point. I'm not advertising to anybody about what my motivations are. I'm a people reader. I will give people chances. If you're showing me that you have the spirit and the depth and the ability to go where you want to go, man, it's on. We're gonna do magical things together. But guess what? You can't do it unless you have the passion and the desire. I can't do it for you. As your coach, it's my job to show you, lead you, guide you, motivate you, and direct you. I can give you all the I can give you all the board the dream board walls you want in your house, and you can put up all the fancy stuff you want, and you can go through that for years and years and years. Congratulations, that's really nice. But I can't do it for you. I know a lot of people have dream boards. I know a lot of people that know that the storm is coming straight at them, but they stop and they get paralyzed. I know a lot of people also who say, you know what, Rob, you can make a lot of money in real estate. Really? Oh, okay. That's right. I can make a lot of money in real estate. So guess what, guys? Rob has this great 10 session thing for so much money, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to go out and learn how to do real estate. Okay, great. Great. Or you can just show up here and listen and probably ask questions and I'll probably answer them for you. And it'll save yourself a lot of money. Pretty simple, huh? You see, today you guys happen to be in the right place at the right time. We're not sitting here talking about hocus pocus. We're not talking about having the inner candle within and all that. We're talking about survival, guys. We're talking about survival. We're talking about people that are getting kicked out of their apartments, having to live in weekly apartments that are over $1,000 a month just for one little room. Figure that out. We're talking about a crappy education system that's developing your kids so that when they graduate, they can't even read. Oh, that's not happening, Rob. That's not happening. Really? Bring a boss back up on stage again. Ask him how many people he knows that have graduated that do not have the ability to fill out a job application or read. It happens. So then you get to say, okay, well, I want something better. I don't know what it is, but I hear what you're saying, but I can't be you, Rob, but what am I supposed to do? Well, we already said we're not going to watch TV unless we're watching instructional television and we're doing something to increase our intellect. Let me give you guys one piece of advice. If you want to be successful, or if you want to learn to communicate, find somebody who does it well and mimic them. Be a parrot. Hang around those type of people because you know what? Your success will be exactly the same as the type of people that you bring into your life. Getting back to the crackhead analysis, as I said earlier, we're not talking about race. This is not for Clubhouse. My God, why do you guys keep staying? Guys, why are you even staying on Clubhouse? I'm not letting you talk today. 1,700 of you guys. It's not about you today. I have a brand new platform. This is real. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do, guys? Well, first of all, find somebody who you relate to. I guess the word online is who you... I don't want to say feel comfortable with, but it's who you coalesce. I don't know what I don't even have the buzzwords. I hate those words. Okay. But I guess the first thing I would do if I were you is I'd probably follow somebody like me. So that way, when I decide to get on here and I bring something to you, as I told you, I'll never waste your time. I'll always bring value. Right. I'd probably follow somebody like me. And just to see what I have to say. Having Rob in a box, wouldn't that be kind of cool? Well, I did that. I did a course at Trump, and that's what I did. Guess who's back on stage? A boss. Listen, people. Listen to the fire you're going to hear right now. Listen to the fire you're going to hear right now. Because this guy was selling crack at 13. It doesn't demand $4,000 a month. Good afternoon.
Master Rob, to serve. This is the fire of God right here, you know. I just want to piggyback off of what you said about how to be successful. First of all, the biggest successful people I know, like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, even my man OP, they was cut off their team. They was dissed. They was rejected. That rejection was what brought them the fire. That's what made Kobe who he is. That made OP who he was. It's the rejection. Even Jay-Z, his rejection. They told him he would never be a rapper. Now he's the first billionaire rapper from the projects. So practice make perfect. Find what you practice of doing and do it and stay consistency to it. It's like you take a magnifying glass and you put it and hold it in one spot with the sun hitting. Whatever that under that magnifying glass with that sun hit is going to turn on fire if you just hold it there and have that focus. But if you're moving that magnifying glass all around, you ain't going to never catch that fire. Hold that magnifier like nailing the nail in the wall and keep nailing. Practice make perfect every day. Keep nailing and keep nailing. And remember, it takes time to get the fire. You know, what goes around comes around. Think about all the people that came up to you and asked you for a dollar and asked you for your help, and you said no. Those are the same no's you're going to get back. So be prepared for those no's. And when I go out there and I do my thing, like Master Rob said, to serve, I like to make people happy. I'm an aggressive, kind hustler. I like to make people laugh. It's jokes, it's smiles. You're not looking good to say, look at me, how cocky I am, how arrogant I am, how fly I am, how much I want you to kiss my ass. No, it's the other way around. You looking good to bring other people up. You be like, oh, that nice guy just gave me a good compliment. And I do go into character mode. You got to find your character mode. I say, how you doing, young lady? This is me, Dr. Yes, Mr. Yes. I'm here to serve. This is my music. I made it. You know, talk the language they want to talk. You know what I mean? And if you got to get in the gangster nigga's face, be like, yo, what's up, big dog? This is my music right here, big homie. You gotta fit the occasion and be careful, man, and take your time and practice it, man, and practice it. Even if I don't make a dollar, I know I put a smile on people's faces that day, and that brings me enough happiness right there.
You're absolutely right. And this is an example I'm going to use about your magnifying glass, because in most of the rooms that I've done over the past 5 or 6 years, whatever, now 10 years. We have people that go in and out, in and out, in and out. Do you realize the people are coming here and they're staying? No one is leaving. That, my friends, is the magnifying glass that you're holding in your hands. Let me be clear about this. I think a boss knows what I'm talking about. You are holding the magnifying glass. You don't understand exactly how it all works yet, but you know what? You're here and you're not leaving because there's something about the magnifying glass that you're holding that is going to be able to create the fire, and you feel it inside. How am I doing it, boss?
You're right. Absolutely right. Like Tyler Perry said, he said, just focus on that one thing and give that to 2 to 5 years. What's that one thing you keep rolling? Like, I'm pretty sure, Master Rob, your business is on autopilot. You could go right now and take an 8-hour sleep and wake up and you go and have some more money than you did when you went to sleep. To your businesses like that, don't start moving and branching off. Okay, yeah, you want to build your umbrella company and your tree life company, focus on the stem, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you got good roots, you know what I mean? Like eating good. Like Master Rob said, go eat good. Take care of your family. You good. That's all Rob said about that is all your roots. If your roots ain't good, the stronger your roots is, the stronger the spirit is going to be, the stronger you're going to branch off, and the stronger you're going to have a nice umbrella tree. So when the rain comes, you know how they say, save for a rainy day? That's what's good when you have an umbrella company.
Abbas, let me ask you a question. Somebody else is in this room and they're saying, man, I can't talk like Rob. I can't talk like a boss. And I basically am screwed financially. I'm being kicked out of my apartment. My car was repossessed. I didn't have any plans during COVID and I don't know where to go. I feel like I'm frozen in time. and all I can do is maybe reach for the medication whenever I can get it. What do you have to say to those people?
What I got to say to them people, be yourself. It's all type of gender music out there. Some people not like your music. Some people going to love your music. Be yourself, brother. Somebody going to love you for who you are. Somebody not probably not going to like me for the way I am. Probably goes, they're going to be like, no, that dude was too copy. He was too arrogant or whatever. He was too bold. But somebody might love your approach. Be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm so happy you said that. Because that's really what it is. It's getting the spark and then it's saying, you know what? I'm putting one foot in front of the other and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yo, Master Rob.
Because what are they going to tell me, a boss? They've had a shittier life than you. You're selling crack at 13, but you're probably buying some food for your mama. That's what you had to do, right? So you kept putting one foot in front of the other. Now you're legit out doing your thing.
Right.
The hell can I argue with that?
But Master Rob, what I want to tell you is that when you're rare, if you feel that you can't be like Rob, or you feel like you can't be like me, when you're rare, you're worth more. That's why Meg Dime is so valuable, because of the rarity. The more something it is, the less of value Be yourself. People getting paid billions and billions of dollars of just being a self and being that rare breed that nobody never seen before. You know what I mean? Copycats is all. I get the analogy of copy a person or follow the person, but at the same token, be yourself, brother, and be yourself and be right with God. You know what I mean? Make sure that's your number one hustle, because you could go out there and have a hustle to sell drugs and do wrong, but it's going to end up in a negative place. But when you have a godly or like a construction building by like Master Rob, and you thinking about building homes and putting shelter over people's face and so they can sit down at the table with their family and enjoy their life, oh my goodness, that's why Rob is so blessed that he is. But you're not seeing that vision.
Thank you.
You're not seeing that big vision. That's why he got probably got big money, because he's doing big things for people, families. He's taking families off streets and providing shelter for them. That's real big. I love you, man. I got to get out of here.
I got you, brother. I love you too.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, I'll definitely be talking about you and discussing things with you.
You rock, Master Rob.
I appreciate that, brother.
God bless you, bro.
I do. I'm humbled, to say the least. My God. Wow. I'm very rarely speechless. But he's right, guys. I get more value out of assisting and giving and serving than going out and crushing it and doing $1 million deal. All you got to do is Google my name. It's no secret. You can find everything about me. I get more value out of knowing that we're going to make a difference in someone's life today. That someone's going to say, you know what? Maybe it is time to do something a little different. I know at my lowest points that I've had family to fall back on. I've had family in my life, and family is important. I've also had God. And our dear friend just mentioned that. So I always had those two things to keep me motivated. I've also had mentors and I've had coaches, because sometimes when you feel down and you're feeling like you just can't move, you need to talk to somebody who's going to bring you back up. Here's a statistic. Do you guys know
that there have been more people who have died because of suicide and died because of issues regarding loneliness during this pandemic that have died from the pandemic? Think about that. They were so lonely. They were so lonely because they did not know what to do. That's all I'm here today, guys, is to help you. Not one time have I asked for anything, nor will I ever ask for anything. But what I will tell you is this. Your ability to become successful is dependent upon who you hang out with, the passion that you're able to show other people. And as a boss said, as you walk by that person and look at them in the eye and not even give them a dollar, I don't know how I'd want to be the one on the other side of that one if I ever had a need. The good news is there is a way out. There's a way out. Simply listen to this broadcast on the recast. We're broadcasting live on the Westwood One Radio Network. Listen to it on all of our platforms, because today's show is going to go viral around the world. Because you know what? You represent the people who need to hear this. And I'm honored to be called to serve. So, of all the people in here and all the souls that are listening, I made a suggestion. I said, I suggest you follow me. I don't know how this platform works, but I've only had a couple, three people follow. Is that because you think that you don't need coaching because you're going to send me a check for 10 grand and pay for three sessions? Is that what you're going to do? I don't understand what's going on in your mind. You're in your car and you're deciding that this is great. I need to figure this out and reverse engineer what he's doing. Okay, I guess you could do that. God help you if you're a coach and you haven't even come up on stage. God help you if you are a coach and you have not even been on stage. What is the problem? What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? All I'm going to do is ask you questions to verify and validate your results to determine what you are doing with other people and teaching them and showing them the correct way. Are you doing it correctly? Are you doing it right? And if you have a coach that you're paying right now, do they put the passion in you and do they give you the ability to succeed 24 hours a day, yes or no? If the answer is no, we need to talk. I'll say it again. My email is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com. Robert at WCILive.com. Make sure you put the subject matter, this broadcast, so that I will be able to get it, because I get thousands of emails. So, the answer you've just given yourself is this, guys. You're just giving yourself this answer. You've given yourself the answer that if you want to be successful, you need to serve. Okay, great. Get up and let's go serve somebody. And then after you do that, people are going to notice you. People are going to see you. People are going to welcome you with open arms. It's really true. There's people that have companies that need people that are, I don't care about your resume. I care less about your past. I don't care if you went the prisoner. I don't care. If you impress me and you can get, and you can make me trust you, then you just hit the jackpot. Because you never know what's around the door, what around that corner, do you? God works in mysterious ways. To all my friends around the world, many of you know that we've done a lot of things for the Ukraine. And my foundation has assisted many, many people. Thank you, thank you, thank you for working with us. what's happening in the Ukraine right now is a very, very, very serious matter. Thank you, Robin, for following me. And we sent off money to Ukraine because they didn't have the medical or food supplies. They still don't. I flew to Poland, to Warsaw the other day. Really? Why, Rob? Do you have an office in Warsaw? No. I just had to go there. Don't know why. I just had to go there. And the results were, we were able to help hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Now, you want to hear something really crazy? This is real. The people that are coming to the border from the Ukraine on the south end of the United States at the San Ysidro Port of Entry through San Diego, guess who's getting in and guess who's not? The people that are getting in, number one, are Ukrainian. Number two, the people that are getting in are white. The people that are black are being put on caravans and sent back to God knows where. I can't even imagine. Look it up on Vice. I saw it this morning. I would not have believed it if I had not seen it myself. In the middle of the night, the United States government took a bunch of, and of course they had a shot of a beautiful, beautiful white girl waiting to get in. They took a bunch of people to the Hampton Inn at the border, picked them all up, picked them all up the other day, and took about 100 just random people from the Ukraine, white, to a closed border station and let them all in. Look at it. It just came out on Vice today. Vice. Wait till that gets out. That's real. So you know what? I get when you say you're one down and you have a problem. Man, I get it. I don't even know how the hell I would handle that one. But you know what? As much and as hard as it would be for me, as hard as it would be for me to handle that, I would try to figure a way to serve. One of my great friends is waiting. My friend, the doctor. Stand by. Let's bring another great friend of mine up, Dr. Rowe. We talked the other day. Oh, this is only my second day on this platform, guys. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, my dear friend. Talk to me.
Yeah, this COVID, returning to the job after COVID. I have been dealing with it for 2 years with my friends and family, and had to be, going through so many hoops, right? You know, isolation and not having enough money. So many problems came up. One thing I always told them was, how can you improve your resilience for the changing working conditions and changing immunity status, and also the possibility of, a lot of changes in their work environment, especially.
Hey, Doc, I there was something you said I have to clarify. You said, what can you do to change your resilience?
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the rest of that. I'm so sorry. It's important that people hear you, though.
Yeah. See, the resilience is important, and being healthy is important. You need to really work on so many things that you were neglecting before. And a purpose, really know what you are going to do in, whatever job that you are going to take up. I think that is to be really elucidated clearly so that they can really participate in the important, meaningful work for what it is. I think that has become very clear. A lot of people don't want to just go there and, especially in the hospitals, we see the nurses, we see the doctors quitting the jobs because they can't take it anymore.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. I said, and what I said, doctor, and you're a medical doctor, obviously. This pandemic does not give you the ability to sign out a life and say, I'm overworked. I'm getting $40 an hour. I'm making I only make $176,000. Guys, do you understand who's on my stage right now? Listen, people, I have a vetted doctor, a medical doctor who can cure you.
who's going through the same things that you've gone through and has dealt with patients that have dealt with the same things we've been talking about for the past hour.
He's right now
giving you advice.
Yeah. One of
amazing. The go ahead, Doc.
Real thing helped me, Robert, was this idea the suffering comes more like a, you know, an opportunity to look into yourself and develop some things and discover some things and really relish some things that you have had, and like a more like an abundant attitude, but to create and to really be wealthy in so many ways, you know. So that philosophy is the like a more like a yoga philosophy I had from the childhood. They say if you assume a posture, if you do it for a while, that effort, that resistance that you may have for that will go away, and then you'll be stronger. The same thing with the mental attitude, emotional, anything like that.
And you're seeing it from your side as a doctor, where patients are coming into you. And is it possible that maybe as a doctor they're saying, "Doc, I don't know what the problem is. I don't get why I can't move. I feel like I'm paralyzed." Do you ever get that, doctor?
Yeah, a lot of it is like I can't have any zest in my life. I don't have any passion anymore. I don't find joy in my work and that kind of thing. And also they say it's all meaningless. They just use us. We don't have to do that hard work and all that. But I tell them, you do it for your own sake. Work for work's sake. Duty for duty's sake. That's a higher universal truth everybody can absorb and then do excellence as their goal rather than competition, you know?
Absolutely. Because isn't it funny as we hear about these kids that are making $300,000 and $400,000 in the Bay Area from Microsoft and Google and all that, and they decided to check out. No, they didn't. They didn't just check out. They just said, you know what? We're packing all of our stuff. We're getting in a van and we're going to ride through this, baby. And you know what? They believe that it's normal. That there are people in this world that believe it is normal to make $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Do you get that, Doc? I mean, like I said, my dad's a cardiologist. I know how much money he makes. But you know what? He went to school for a long time, and there was how the hell do you get entitled to think that you're entitled to $300,000 a year?
Yeah, I think warped sense of values are going on. And youngsters, especially, they're making millions in by 25 or so. But it is the what you get out of life by enjoying things that are really important rather than just amassing some riches only. But what are you using them for? I will tell you a story that I heard a long time ago. It was this Rockefeller. In his time, he was very unhappy because he has made a lot of money, but he was really unhappy because everybody hated him. He has a lot of stress and all that. He came to Vivekananda, who was visiting at the time, and then Vivekananda said, you have to be more like you have to guard your riches so that you can give it away. You know, you are just a custodian. You are not the owner, really. And then he started to do that. Rockefeller was very happy. He created the foundations. So you can make the wealth, make it, but don't be bound by it and distribute it. That is the way we can be very happy, by helping other people. I think you say that all the time, right, Robert? I want to help people.
Absolutely. Because I find that by helping, you know what?
Yeah.
There's no question you're going to be taken care of, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And that's a simple law of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. But if you give, it will come back to you right away in some other ways.
And let's think about this. How many doctors do you know right now that actually flew overseas and are trying to help people because of what they're seeing over there?
Yeah.
Do you think they're getting 40 grand a week like they get in the United
no,
States?
No.
Are they getting 40 grand? No. They're getting shot at with guns. Yes. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah. You see, that is what we did in the COVID time. It was at the peak. We kind of volunteered from online and then at night time, because that is your daytime for other part of the world. And we used to get up and then just help people by phone or by video, whichever way we can do. And that was very, very satisfying. I saw many of my colleagues who were not sleeping at all for a couple of weeks because they were so involved in delivering whatever they can do to the patients, you know. So that is itself is a reward. So that's why duty for the sake of duty if you have that value, as a secondary thing, we can make riches and we can have good things of life. But that should not be the only goal. Then it becomes very shallow. You won't experience this giving pleasure, giving joy to other people won't be there.
Wow. You're so right. You're so right, because how many people say, boy, it's just about me. It's just about taking care of me and mine. But they don't realize how simple the answer is if you simply assist other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll tell you a little story. I was driving around Vegas last week, actually, and we're considered not in the pandemic right now, but there was a food line in Las Vegas that was probably a mile long. I drove right to the front. And I knew that one of the guys that was running it, and they were passing out gift cards. They said, okay, Rob, you're in charge of it. They handed me $50,000 in $50 gift cards. Let me say that again. They handed me $50,000. I could have just got in my car and left. Okay. Yeah. That, as a Mormon, you don't do that. But that's what we did. And we gave away $50,000 in a matter of about 3 hours. Okay. That's reality. That's giving back, guys. Now, I'm not saying you have to hit those type of numbers, but I'm talking about you can give time. You can donate to the homeless shelter. You can do whatever you need to do. If you're a doctor and you've given up on life, I feel bad as hell for you. I feel bad for you, brother. I feel bad. You need to take a real, real, real look at your life, because there are people that you've been trained to serve and help.
Yes.
You gave up on, and you're sitting home right now watching the world spin, thinking that you have you deserve something because you have $1 million retirement package. Jesus Christ. Would you please get out of your own way, because you're hurting yourself and your own family. Yeah. Not to mention, it's just damaging as hell. Any concluding words, my friend?
Yeah. Really think giving yourself is the, gaining a lot of it, because we are all part of one reality. When you separate ourselves, saying that, somebody else I'm helping, you are really separating yourself.
All right. My dear friend, thank you. It's fantastic to talk to you on my day two of my journey on this application that I am starting to love so much, called Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom's an app by Social Audio Inc. Thank you, Doctor. Bye. And we'll talk soon. Guys, this is Robert Paizola. I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We're broadcasting today on multi-platforms. However, I'm talking directly to my friends at Wisdom, and it's owned by Social Audio Inc. And all of the people who are here because it's all about the wisdom, the conversations that matter. All right. In the audience, I have another great friend that wants to talk. What a pedigree, my friend. Let's bring you up. We're going to talk to Will Kesselman. Will's also a coach, ambassador, and a social impact strategist. Think about that. Let's see what Will has to say.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Good afternoon, Will. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Afternoon, which means you're probably based on the East Coast, right?
No, actually, I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I miss Las Vegas. I've been there a number of times. Anyway, so I just wanted to obviously contribute to the conversation about, post-COVID-19 kind of stuff. And there are a number of different things that have emerged during and then also after. And thank you for the follow. I appreciate that. Thank you. Seriously.
Absolutely.
But there are a couple of things that have sort of followed during and after. People have lost and made money, of course, as things usually happen. But there is an app that I wanted to mention briefly, and I'm not trying to sell anything, but it is actually very helpful to others. It's called the Owl app. And you can look at the link in my bio to get more information. They're available both in the Google Store and App Store. But it basically does, it monetizes an entrepreneur their time, or if you have information, knowledge, whatever. Sometimes people don't have a proper business, but everyone calls them for help. And it's like, can I have 5 minutes of your time for this and 5 minutes of your time for that? This app helps monetize a person's time. And so instead of the free onboarding calls or the free discovery calls, the free consult calls, which are nice, you can basically plug it, turn the app on as you want, kind of like an Uber kind of deal, but for the audio app, and you turn it on or off as you want. You set your price as you want, and you connect. Right now, a lot of the people on OWL are collaborating and networking, and I've made some great connections. I've been on a couple of not just podcasts, but radio shows as well. And there's tremendous potential there. It's untapped. It's a brand new app that was just released in the stores officially not more than 2 or 3 weeks ago, to be honest. And it's still in what do they call a soft launch or beta, so you can get in sort of earlier if you wish, or you can sort of wait and see. That's everyone has their own approach, and that's cool. But this app is the real deal. And if you want more information, I have no problem talking about that. But yes, we are in a post situation where, like you're doing, like others are doing. A lot of my clients are pro bono for a reason, because what I do is I'm a domestic violence divorce consultant, which means that women going through, men too, I'm beginning to take on male clients as well now, by the way, but most of my clients are female, and they're going through significant trauma because they were locked in their homes because of the lockdowns, and they had even more trauma than they had before. And so I help women navigate the entire systems, and that's what I do.
Wow. You know, that's interesting. Well, because we talked about that. We talked about the fact that there were more people that die statistically during COVID of the loneliest factor. And obviously, we'll talk about abuse and we'll talk about things like that that caused them to perish. More of that than COVID itself. So it did more damage of putting people in a loneliness status. Have you had any clients that have expressed that to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I'm a special victims investigator based in New York City at the same time as I run my consulting and trauma coaching agency in the daytime. I do the investigations for the government at night. So it's sex abuse, human sex trafficking, child abuse, domestic violence, the heavy of the heavy. And so, yes, the answer is 110% yes. And the numbers across the board, I don't care which state you're in, because I have clients throughout the entire country for my personal company, throughout the board, throughout every state. The numbers are higher. The numbers ticked up, give or take 5 or 10% across the board in whatever category we're talking about.
So true. And you know what? Now that we're talking, I because there's people in the room here that are probably really having a tough time figuring out their next move. What if I told you guys that I make over $20,000 a month just talking to a computer as I'm doing right now? How many of you would believe that? $20,000 a month on top of what I already do.
I believe it.
Now, does it sound like I'm having a tough time? Like, oh my gosh, it's like, geez, I'm counting every minute and every second. No, it's because I'm serving. It's because people like Will are serving. You see, guys, when you give, you will get back. As Will said, very creatively, if you want me, I'm available and I can, he's monetizing his time and you can, he will get paid for you to talk to him. That's a great idea. Go to find an application called OWL. And I'd probably like to have a little OWL on my thing too. Why not? I just turned on the machine today and or turned this on and I got a check mark and some round things on my thing. I don't know what it all means, but I was invited to be on this platform. So here I am. Be careful what you wish for, you see, because we're not going away. You see, we're the ones that create successes in life. We're the ones that work with some very difficult circumstances and difficult problems. But we do not rebel, or we do not stop. We do not stop. Will, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate you.
No,
and I
thank
look forward
you.
Like I said, this is my second day on this app, Right now we are broadcasting on Westwood One and we're live on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We're on, I don't know, just everywhere. But I blocked everybody, especially I blocked my Clubhouse people today because there's issues that I just don't want to get into today. And I don't feel like that Clubhouse type drama today. So I'm choosing just the very special people here that I can work with. It's awesome talking to you, and thank you for your feedback, my friend.
Can I add 10 more seconds and just let people know that for most of us, we also do pro bono work as well. It's not like we're here trying to make money or whatever. We do give back also for free, like you mentioned, the volunteering piece. A lot of us do sometimes take on free clients, and I just wanted to add that in, so thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's true. Thank you so much, my friend, and I look forward to talking to you and seeing you again. Wow. You know, it's so interesting, the kids these days, it's all about the follower count, right? It's all about how many people are following them. Interesting. How many people want to see their picture, or see their dinner, or see what the, Who cares? At what point did I become the person that had to be validated by people following what I'm doing? That's crazy. But if you are somebody like that, and you want to be popular, and you want to have people love you, and people listen to every single thing you say, then guess what? All you do is find somebody who's already done that, and you'll be able to do it too. Maybe even have your own reality series. Wow, that'd be pretty cool. You heard from a doctor today, and I went off on doctors earlier, and I said, you do not have the right to give up on yourself and give up on your career. My dear friend, the doctor, came here again, and he's back and told me all the stuff that he's dealing with. He's going 24 hours a day because he deals on different time zones, serving. Will came in and talked about how people come talk to him about abuse and all kind of issues. However, if you can't pay him, serving. You see, that's the key. Interesting, isn't it? I'm going to ask final time. Does anybody else want to step up? Any other person, even the CEO of the company, of this app, somebody in the corporate office who's sitting there, or somebody in a boardroom who's picked up this entire audio cast and decided to let their people listen to it? Congratulations. That's what happens when you pay attention and you're able to get some, you're able to get results. You see, what we do is we push, we create winners, but we also give back and we make people the experts in life. So if you are one of those people that are having a tough time of regaining your earning potential, regaining that potential to do what you used to do, welcome back. I hope this has been a service today of you. I just want to say, thank you to the team at Wisdom and the Social Audio Inc. organization. Hey, Will, just got your message. Thank you. And I want to thank you all for inviting me to your platform. That, my friends, is absolutely, absolutely a true pleasure. When you know that they want to listen to what you have to say. This is Robert Paisola. I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital. This will be syndicated on our media station, Western Capital Multimedia. No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced, replicated, transcribed, or redistributed without the express written consent of Western Capital International and or its assigns. If you want to reach me, you can reach me in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Miami, Salt Lake City, at Robert@WCI Live. We do a podcast every week. We put one out yesterday. If you're looking for somebody to show you, the way out of where you're at, hang out with people who have already escaped the rut that you're in. I promise you, people like Will Kesselman will follow you. And you're going to see the magical results of the type of people who show up in your life. My friends, it's not random. Nothing in this world happens by accident. There are no accidents. You're here for a very special reason. And I welcome you into our family. My friends, we're live in Las Vegas. Again, my email is robert@wcilive.com. Send a message. Make sure in the subject line that you heard from me on this platform by Social Audio Inc. And I will have myself or one of my, associates get back to you. It is a pleasure to serve you. For those of you listening on replay, today is Monday, March 28th, 2022. The time is 11:58 a.m.
Pacific Standard Time. If something is being said here that you need to get a hold of us, telephone number is 1-800-373-8913. I believe my extension is 702. Leave a message, please. You need to send it to text. You can send it to 702-219-3624. God bless you, my friends. Until we get together again, and if you did as I ask, and you're following me, you'll know when I'm here. You'll know. Because there are no accidents in life. There are no accidents. Thank you, Whedon. For you have made the decision to move forward. And we are proud to walk with you as your partner towards whatever it is that you're choosing to get. God bless, my friends, and we'll talk to you soon. Our podcasts are all over the world. I can't even tell you. You can listen to them and you can hear them. If you just go to WCI Live, I think it takes you to a bunch of podcasts. But this will also be a very, very, very helpful podcast for a lot of people. Again, thanks to my friends at Wisdom, because you have triggered something that I think that is really, really, really going to assist a lot of people. To my friends over here on the other side, now there's 1,900 of you. None of you have left. I don't understand why. I've ignored all of you all day long from Clubhouse because I don't want to hear the reasons why not. See, I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of doing rooms where everybody has an excuse. Well, because back in the day, my parents were persecuted and I was, okay. That's why you haven't heard one person from Clubhouse or Facebook or anywhere else. And we're live on video also. Today is a special time for wisdom, because that's what we're giving out today is wisdom. God bless you, my friends. God bless you. And to those that participated today in today's show, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving your advice to the many hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that will be listening to this. We appreciate you. God bless you, my friends. Until next time. Much love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.